Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Jimmy Iovine, creator and host of the Sexy Cool Lounge podcast. And I want you to continue to shine bright and radiate your vibe because you're now listening to The Road to Rediscovery with Aubrey Johnson.
Our lives are laid out on a road of bumps, turns, struggles, and more. How do we respond? How do we endure adversity for learning and growth? I'm Aubrey Johnson, and we'll explore these questions and more on The Road to Rediscovery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Road to Rediscovery. I'm your host, Aubrey Johnson. The Road to Rediscovery is about reflecting on life lessons to learn and grow from them, and of course, pay it forward and uplift others who are struggling through dark times. Now, as a quick reminder, you can hear this show anywhere you get your podcasts. If you happen to listen on Apple Podcasts, we invite you to leave a rate and review. Otherwise, we'd love your input and feedback by sending us an email at roadtorediscovery.com, roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. That's roadtorediscoverypodcast@gmail.com. And we'll give you a shout out in a future episode. My special guest is a Tennessee Rule 31 listed civil and trained family mediator. Her practice focuses on mediations for family, health and elder care, civil and business, and conflict coaching. She's also a speaker, trainer, and author of How to Live Forever, A Guide to Writing the Final Chapter of Your Life Story. Let's welcome Kimberly Best to the show. Kim, it's so great to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. We are grateful to have you on. So for sure, no doubt. So Kim, if you don't mind, I'd like for us to first talk about your profession as a mediator and how we can apply conflict resolution to our personal lives and relationships. Then we're going to move over and transition, pivot, if you will, to the difficult task of end-of-life decisions, right, and for loved ones, and just the, you know, the topic of dealing with death here in this life. So if we can first start off by having you give us a clear definition of mediation, and from early on, what sparked your desire to pursue solving problems and resolving conflicts between people?
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, I think mediation is the best kept secret for conflict resolution. Mm-hmm. Because I tell people I am very, very good at working in conflict and helping resolve conflict, unless it's my own life. And that's the beauty of mediation, is a neutral mm-hmm. person mm-hmm. who's not for one or the other. Mm-hmm. I personally say I'm for both sides. Mm-hmm. To help each side be understood, be heard, hear mm-hmm. the other person, and mm-hmm. design a better way forward that handles mm-hmm. their conflict. It's an alternative to the legal route. So there's a lot of lawsuits going on these days, right? You know, from everything from my neighbors bothering me to bigger mm-hmm. things. And it costs a lot. Attorneys are super expensive. There's attorney mm-hmm. mediators too. So, mm-hmm. But it costs a lot, and there's no guarantee that you're going to win or anybody's going to win.
Right.
This way, with mediation, whether it's legal or not, both people can decide what the outcome is and do decide. It's not my job to judge. So right. there's no blame. It's not about fault finding, and it's confidential. What happens in mediation stays in mediation. So gotcha. Even if things can't entirely be resolved, I pretty much guarantee that it's going to be in a better place than where it is now, so long mm-hmm. as people are willing to listen and hear the stories of what's really going on.
Understood. That makes a lot of sense. And that kind of leads into my next question. If you can explain the importance of empathy, right? And the role that it plays in mediation.
Yeah, what a beautiful question. I think empathy for the mediator is one of our best tools. So for me, I think it's successful because I work to put myself in both parties' shoes, being for both parties. So I understand where you're coming from based on your situation, your story, who you are, and I understand the other party too. And part of what the mediator is doing is trying to get you to understand the other person as well, which is empathy building too. Because in conflict, I have folks come in and say, you know, he's a narcissist, she's a narcissist, everybody's a narcissist. But the truth is, when we're in pain, we're all narcissistic because then it's all about us. So we open a bigger space where you can see the other person as a human and from their side and what their experience is, even though it's not your experience. Now, Aubrey, one of my favorite things that I like to share is in conflict, just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I'm against you. And it feels like the person is against us. So we work to see a way to move forward better.
No, that makes a lot of sense. And one thing that I guess I'm receiving as far as a vibe and a theme in which you just explained that, Kim, is as a mediator, it sounds like you really need to have a talent for striking a balance, right, between the emotional end aspect of things and the factual aspect of things, trying to have a cerebral mindset but not be insensitive, and try to have an acknowledgement for the emotional element, at least between, you know, the parties, but not, you know, not let that direct the conversation. Would that be accurate? Or
you're truly on the right path. The thing is that we know in mediation is there isn't one truth. You know, there's you have to hold space for this is your truth and this is their truth. So to some degree, it doesn't have to match up at all if you're willing to understand where the other person is coming from. So the feeling part, when you're heard, when you're acknowledged, when I understand the impact that this had on you, it opens a space where then you can move forward to resolution. But you can't until that happens.
You know, isn't that ironic? I mean, the major irony that I get from this is, you know, it's so when you fuel the fire, okay, and there's a disagreement between two people, it is so easy for the two parties to fall into a tailspin where I call it the crazy cycle, where based on one comment, that triggers a response from the other party to retaliate, which then triggers another retaliation from the first party, and then they're in this tailspin, right? And conversely, it can be productive and helpful if one party shows respect, dignity, compassion, and empathy, and that will breed the same from the other party in a lot of cases. Wow. We just have to be, you know, who's going to be the hero? Who's going to be the first one to step forward and to demonstrate that compassion, that empathy, and the respect to let them have their talking time and space, right, to express their point, and then we have ours.
Yeah, that's very well said. It's about listening. It's about learning to listen and not to listen for what is wrong, which is what we typically do, what I disagree with. It's to listen for what is right. It is to truly listen to understand. And because we all tell ourselves a story. We all make up a story about someone else's motives. You know, well, I know why he's doing this, and but we don't know that. So understanding that our stories are based in the past, and the future, the present, is not the past. So being willing to hear it from a present and actually be willing to acknowledge that we may not be right in the story that we've made up. And we probably aren't right because there's so many stories it could be. The odds of us getting it right are really very, very slim. So being curious about what really is going on and then valuing the relationship.
Thanks for listening. To hear the full conversation, please subscribe to our premium channel by visiting roadtorediscovery.com.